This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as we stream music and movies all day, have you ever stopped to wonder why video game streaming is not yet a thing? Tech giants like Microsoft and Alphabet are looking to change that. We'll get into how, but first, these tech headlines. The Journal says technology has an urgent quest for women directors. It appears that tech companies based in California are scrambling to recruit female board members to meet the requirements of a state law. A California law passed in September mandates that all publicly held companies with headquarters in the state have at least one female board member by the end of 2019. With the risk of financial penalties, some companies like Facebook and Google will need to add female directors within a few years. Journal reporting notes that one challenge in recruiting women is that some are wary of becoming the first female on a board and appearing to be the, quote, token appointment. It is an upbeat outlook for IT jobs. Nearly one in three organizations plan to hire more information technology workers in the year ahead, with large employers seeking IT pros with specialized skill in artificial intelligence and cybersecurity. At the same time, roughly one quarter of IT workers say they are planning to change jobs in 2019, led by younger employees who are also more likely than older colleagues to expect a raise and promotion in the new year. Read more about the latest report by Spiceworks, Inc. at the Journal's CIO blog at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. It looks like the router meets the cloud as Cisco Systems partners with Amazon Web Services to offer container-based software that makes it easier for customers to move apps between AWS and their own data centers. Cisco last year linked a similar deal with Google Cloud. Speaking of Google, it has picked Geisinger Health's CEO to oversee healthcare initiatives. David Feinberg is moving to the new Google healthcare post after helming the Geisinger Health system, a pioneer in electric health records. Google over the years has launched various efforts in healthcare with mixed success. Coming up, a look at how the video game market could see a change as big tech takes on the tricky but potentially lucrative task of streaming. Tech giants are trying to bring to video games the same streaming capabilities that gave rise to Netflix and Spotify, a transformational leap that The Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman says could usher in a new wave of growth for an industry that's actually bigger than Hollywood. Let's get more from Sarah. She joins us in the podcast studio. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
So we've all settled into the current era we're living in, right? All anyone ever does is stream anything, whether it's movies, music. It seems like video games would be a natural, simple in theory, as the industry has found out, though harder in practice, right? Why is it still not a thing? You know, why is it, what's been the big challenge about it?
Well, video games are interactive, you know, pressing buttons and making things happen, and it's in real time, and you're playing against other people many times over the internet. So, you know, even just the slightest delay, a half second hiccup,
nobody's going to have time for that. Yeah, that'll drive people nuts.
it'll drive people nuts, but it also will mean the difference between winning and losing in a competitive match. It's just a much more interactive experience than other types of media. So yeah. Making it work smoothly is really difficult. And there's a ton of detail in video games. I mean, the amount of artwork that goes into them is just incredible. So it's been a challenge. But we are seeing that a number of companies are tackling this anyway. And they believe with the rise of 5G,
right,
or the spread of 5G to households, will make it much more feasible. And so they're saying it's coming in the next couple of years. In fact, to some extent, it's already available, but it's only, you know, for a limited number of people who have the type of internet connectivity that can handle it.
In terms of, you know, the heavy hitters, in terms of big tech and you know, the big gaming companies, what is coming down the pike? Where in big tech are we seeing attempts at this non-hardware, internet-connected big gaming? What moves are being made?
We know that Microsoft has publicly talked about doing this. Google is doing a test right now with the Assassin's Creed franchise on PCs. Electronic Arts has something called Project Atlas, and they're very seriously working on some sort of cloud gaming system. And there are a couple of other publishers who've dabbled in the space as well. And they're sort of testing out not just the technology itself, but also the business models that would go around it if a subscription makes sense.
Right.
Or if it's like a pay-by-the-hour type of situation. So there's a lot going on, and I do believe that there are other companies working on it that just haven't publicly announced it yet. So it should be very interesting to see. I mean, there you could imagine a company like Amazon, which has, you know, incredible cloud computing business, could easily jump into the space, and they already have their tentacles in video games to begin with. And we've seen some examples of Nintendo's Switch offering select games from select publishers that have offered streaming. So I imagine we'll hear about more in the next few years.
If done right, that leads me to my next point, because once it's figured out how to get this to work just right, there's a lot more money to be made, thus a very positive thing for gaming, reaching new consumers they're not reaching right now and finding new ways to, you know, get their money.
Well, potentially, because with streaming, you would be able to play AAA video games potentially on a mobile device. So just about everybody has a smartphone. Tablets are pretty popular too, laptops. And so for people who all this time didn't want to plunk down a couple $100 on a video game console like an Xbox or a PlayStation, suddenly the opportunity to play these really big, beefy games without that financial hurdle is could be a possibility. So if you've always been curious about these games, you say, oh, I've always wanted to play Call of Duty, but I never really wanted to plunk down, you know, hundreds of dollars on a console or a fancy schmancy gaming PC. Well, now suddenly that's not even, you know, that wouldn't be an option, an obstacle. You could just go ahead and start streaming it. Of course, you know, there's probably some sort of a cost, but, you know, right now you're paying $60 for a game. So maybe instead you'd pay, I don't know, $5 a month,
right,
or maybe $10 a month for a whole bunch of games. It's hard to say, but that would definitely increase the amount of the addressable market by a massive amount, because just about everyone has a smartphone.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like the masses are waiting, and it's like we need tech to get on it. So
I mean, it's hard to say. You know, people will say they want to do it, or they may have been curious about it. Whether or not they'll actually go ahead and do it is hard to say. But
uh-huh.
I mean, if it's so simple, so in a matter of a few clicks, that may change over time.
Yeah, like you said, 5G might make all the difference here. It'll be interesting to see how it all pans out. Sarah, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
For more on the story and for all things gaming, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.